AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. 3,000 U.S. troops are being sent to Kabul to protect the airport and aid in the evacuation of Afghan civilians and others as the Taliban continues to make huge gains against the Afghan military. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
This is a very temporary mission for a very specific purpose. That's a big difference than saying you're deploying for, you know, 8, 9, 12 months, forces to stabilize and secure Afghanistan, which we'd been doing for the last 20 years. This is a very narrowly defined, very temporary mission.
In the past week, the Taliban have taken 11 provincial capitals and now have control of over 2/3 of the country. Seth Jones, vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the Afghan military has no will to fight.
Morale has been so decimated. The support for the central Afghan government has been so weakened in areas that we've seen massive defections from Afghan national security forces.
The Census Bureau reports the nation's population continues to shift as it becomes more diverse. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The 2020 census figures show continued migration to the south and west and population losses in the Mississippi Delta and Appalachia. But the Bureau's Mark Perry sees a shift in the patterns.
Most states in the West continue to be in the fastest growth category, but this is no longer true in the South. In that region, only 5 states and the District of Columbia were in the fastest growing category.
The numbers also indicate the white population of the U.S. is aging and has fallen to its smallest share of total population on record, while the nation's population under 18 is increasingly diverse. Overall, Perry says the last decade saw the second slowest population growth on record.
Only the 1930s had slower growth.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Heading into the close, the Dow is flat. The Nasdaq is up 65. This is AP News. President Biden wants to be able to negotiate with drug manufacturers for prescription drug prices.
One that reflects the cost of the research and development and the need providing for a significant profit. But that's still affordable for consumers.
The president is also calling on the FDA to more quickly approve generic drugs. Federal health advisors say more people are being infected by the Delta variant of the coronavirus. FDA Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Our 7-day average is about 113,000 cases per day, and this represents an increase of nearly 24% from the prior 7-day average.
Miguel Cabrera is out of the starting lineup for tonight's Detroit Tigers game in Baltimore, setting up the possibility he'll hit his 500th home run at home. He hit his 499th home run last night against the Orioles. Detroit begins a 3-game series against Cleveland on Friday night. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.